to the Nutri Medical Report. Joining us is Josh Bernstein. Josh will be on the third hour on Thursdays now, except next week will be on hour two because I'm taking, believe it or not, the Friday off. We'll be rebroadcasting the firing line. It'll be the last hour. But regularly, Josh will be on third hour, which is 11 to 12 Pacific, and it's 3 to 4 Eastern and 2 to 3 Central Time. So, Josh, you're a major representative for AMAC. Can you tell us why AMAC is such a great deal? In fact, we joined last week, myself and my wife, and all the benefits that are tied to it and how, when you contact them, either by the phone number or online, how they should mention your name, Josh Bernstein, and they will get a free membership to get started. And where is Josh Bernstein? Well, I don't hear Josh, so I think we have some technical issues that have come up. Yeah, he's on hour number three, Josh Bernstein. Yeah, he's there. Yeah. Okay, our board op had a hiccup there. He will be getting Josh in just a second. And Josh will be back on the program. He will probably connect by Skype. He has his phone number. But here's what you do. You contact Josh Bernstein, and there's an 800 number you can dial that if you contact, you will be able to get a hold of their membership department. They'll call you back if they have to take a message. And the nice thing about it is you'll get a free membership if you contact Josh. And the number is 888-262-2006. 888-262-2006. And we have Josh. Hello, Josh. Are you there? He's connected but not speaking. Well, he should be speaking because... okay, there's something wrong with the audio line. So let's call his number and say somehow his audio shut off. Maybe he was doing a video at the time and he's using a different mic or speaker or something. So this is what does it say? This is what happens when you have live radio. Things happen. Let's continue with some of our announcements that we do regularly dealing with the website and other things. So today, after the show, if you sign up with Livestream, which is a really good idea, you'll get a notification we're doing our live simulcast video. And we're simulcasting now to Livestream, our base, to the Deagle Network, to YouTube, to Facebook and Twitter through Periscope, and also to iTunes, etc. And you can watch this on your iPad, your iPhone, your computer, your TV box, if you're watching it on your television. I looked at some of the stats for people watching their videos and audio just over the Deagle Network, and something like 11.4% actually watch it live or rebroadcast even our videos on their TV box. So they're able to log on. I can go, for example, to DirecTV or to Amazon and actually log on and actually watch our Deagle Network. I can go watch the Vimeo channel, which we have, our Vimeo channel. We can watch YouTube, and our audios and videos are over there. And the Deagle Network is probably the best place because you can actually search by topic. Any of the audio and videos, if you want a specific topic on anything from healthcare to, you know, ozone layer to, you know, chimeric babies to whatever it happens to be the topic you want to find out, you can actually put it in the search engine at the top and you'll find it. Do we have Josh now? Okay, so somehow there's a little hiccup of getting Josh started there, but we'll get going here shortly. Now, the... Josh, we had a little hiccup getting you started there. Okay.
There we go.
So, okay, good. So, Josh, we have the Freedom Caucus agreeing on camera in the White House to back Donald Trump to get started this first phase of the health care reform. And I know it's going to be ugly because it had to be a reconciliation bill following the Senate rules. But I was really... impressed that the gloves are off and the titanium knuckles are showing from Donald Trump's hands, that he's not going to take it from these control freak Tuesday group or the so-called Freedom Caucus, which I don't think it's freedom at all. I think they're trying to be dictatorial to the rest of the government. Or that there are people in that group that think that somehow they can pull out of the idea of health care. It's kind of ridiculous when we have EMTALA laws, the ones in 87 that came into place just before I started working in Georgia, as I mentioned earlier, today and other times, so that someone doesn't bleed to death outside the emergency room doors because they don't have insurance. So we take care of everybody, and we have health care, but we have to also realize that there are various organizations that don't really put forward the proper support to get some kind of health care reform in. For example, a lot of these so-called conservative organizations voted against this first attempt to fix it. Now, it may not be perfect, but there are going to be many revisions and other bills that will come in to fix it further, including a lot of things that Dr. Price can do as the Health and Human Services. Just like Obama, he has a pen and he has a phone. Yes, he can actually change a lot of regulations by executive actions. And the same with Donald Trump. So I'm really proud of what AMAC stands for and what they can do to try to push forward a policy to make healthcare avoidable, not just for mature American citizens, but also for all citizens. Tell us what AMAC is doing on the ground to try to help get this healthcare issue solved.
Well, obviously, we are an organization that is a conservative-based organization. We want to put seniors and their healthcare choices up front and center in everything that we do. We do have lobbyists in Washington that are working with the House Republican leadership. We have a plan. It's known as AMAC's best plan. It's bipartisan, easy, simple, and timely. Folks can do two things. You can go to AMAC.us, that's the website, and you can put into the search bar AMAC's best plan, and you can look it up and read about it. Or you can just go to Google and put in AMAC's best plan, those three words. You'll find out a lot of information on it. But just to kind of give you an idea, number one, it's only 15 pages long. And in contrast to the Unaffordable Careless Act, which is 20,200 pages in length, and if you stood every single page one on top of another, it would actually reach 7 feet 2 inches tall, which is about the average height probably of an MBA center.
Oh my.
So here's some of the things that the best plan actually does. Number one, there's no copays or deductibles for doctor visits. That's something that the ACA actually charges for. You can have coverage for pre-existing conditions. You also can be covered up to the age of 26 on the insurance. Those two things that are part of Obamacare would also be in this one as well.
Right.
But here's where it changes. Doctors and patients are in complete control of their medical decisions, which is, again, the way that it should always be. There's no independent panel, advisory board, or some government bean counter telling you that patient A and patient B, and only there's enough money for patient A or B to have an operation, so we're going to give the money to the younger and the one that's going to live longer. There's none of those types of draconian things that are part of this. It opens up health savings accounts dramatically, allows you to privatize, if you will, some of your own cash, your own earnings and money for catastrophic events that may occur at some point in life. It gets rid of course, the employer mandate. There's a lot of cost-cutting features involved in it, and it's free market-based, and truly that's the difference here. It is free market-based. Open it up over state lines. You increase competition. So, folks, check it out. It's a great plan. It's only 15 pages long. And as I said, you actually do really get to keep your doctor. There's no wink, wink, and a nod, nod here like Obamacare. You can keep your doctor. It's a great plan. Folks need to check it out. And as a bonus for checking it out and for checking out AMAC, I'm their national spokesman. Anybody listening to this program right now, you can have a free membership on me. All you have to do is call 888-262-2006. Again, 888-262-2006. Tell them that you heard Josh Bernstein, their national spokesman, on the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, and we'll even give you a no strings attached, free membership for mentioning my name and Dr. Bill Deagle Show. Check us out, amac.us.
Yeah, there's a phone number, too. Let's repeat that. I gave it earlier before we got you on air.
Sure.
And I hope I have the correct number, 888-262-2006. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Good, good. Now, I love how simple this is. The thing that's dramatic about what you just said, Josh, is the solution is logical It's simple. It's readable. It's not like you have to have a battalion of Philadelphia attorneys to figure it out. It's not partisan. It doesn't kind of side with the drug companies or the malpractice attorneys or the big Medica like Health One Columbia. It centers on the patients and the doctors. That's so simple. Yeah, so simple.
And that's the way that it should be. I mean, look, we have a situation right now because of the Obamacare Act that it has absolutely destroyed the economy. Small businesses are scared to death of the law. That's why they're not nearly hiring as many people as they once were because of the law. It is so cumbersome, so entangled into every aspect of American life, not just healthcare, but business and taxation and regulation and all the provisions and riders and everything else. They did that on purpose. And the reason they did that on purpose, because on average, a business owner, it cost about $4,000 a year per employee to give them full benefits and full healthcare. They made the fine half of that, $2,000, on purpose, hoping that business owners would get to the point where they would say, you know what, this is too crazy, too cumbersome, too entangled with all these different things, these mandates, they're taking away from my profit margins. I think I'm going to drop health care insurance. I'm going to give you an extra $2-3 an hour. I'll give you a gold watch at retirement, extra retirement and vacation time. You go out and get yourself your own healthcare system. That's how this was designed to become a one-payer system over time through attrition, by having small businesses panic and say, forget it, I'm not going to carry insurance anymore. More people would then have to go on the government plan, and then hence in the next few years, one-payer system. That is why this has been so hard to repeal.
And by the way, the one-payer system wasn't designed to provide better kind of national health care, because we know better than anybody else, including health providers. It was to get total control of the population, to force vaccines, to force drugging, to force no alternatives, including life extension alternative medicine, when we are on the forward crust where 90% of illness is tied to aging diseases. And they didn't want any of this. They don't want the population to live considerably older and healthier. They didn't want people to not become demented or disabled. They wanted to make sure they could dispatch with older, wise people quickly to make sure that we don't hang around. And now that we've paid for our homes and we are getting our fifth PhD and traveling around the world and climbing mountains at 100, they don't want us to go into office volunteering our services to try to fix government, because, like, two seats, for example, in the government in Georgia, you have to be 100 years older. You can't even sit there in those seats in the government. They have 100 times more people in Georgia that are centenarians than any other country on earth, except for 17 other nations that all have glacial milk and other things that are all tied with natural environment. And so, in other words, the idea of increasing the average lifespan of the population, say 20 or 30 years, is easy. The problem is the powers that be don't want that.
Right.
And they want to vaccinate population the hell control. Out of people. Population control, mind control. And in fact, I was told when I was one of the doctors for the Virtual World Project at Schriever Air Force Base, and one of the guys from Lockheed Martin actually met me at Lodo in downtown Denver, gave me the actual plans for Lockheed Martin and the CIA and NSA for the actual matrix, if you want to call it, the actual matrix, the central node there's at Schriever Air Force Base in Colorado Springs. And people need to know healthcare is essential for them to get control of you. And they didn't want it because they want to deliver good or better healthcare that's centered between you and your doctor, and the government has no input in the decisions of what kind of care you get. No, no, no. They want total control of you, including what vaccines. Did you know how many vaccines they actually have in the pipeline, even for adults?
I do. It's 271.
That's right. 271 vaccines, plus there's more coming down the pipeline that they want to force you. It's quote mandatory. And many of these vaccines are inserting genetics into you, doing all kinds of crazy stuff that's like completely experimental. Completely experimental, toxic as hell and dangerous.
Dr. Deagle, I had an opportunity a couple weeks ago to interview Brandy Vaughn, who is the head of the Council for Vaccine Safety and LearnTheRisk.org. Whistleblower, former Merck employee turned whistleblower. And my God, some of the stories that we talked about and some of the things that we talked about, there is an all-out assault against Eastern medicine, against holistic medicine, against naturopathic medicine, against anything that doesn't require a pill or a shot. They are literally trying to silence these people. I'm sure you've heard about the 50 or so holistic doctors that have gone missing or been killed and things like that. So there is an all-out assault, and you are absolutely correct when you say that it is population control, because it is. I mean, I interviewed Scott Tipps, who is part of the World Health Federation, and he said the same thing. He said that 50% of the food that we consume now has less nutritious value than it did even 30 years ago. So there's no question in my mind that all of this has been done on purpose, and that truly is the most horrific thing.
Right. I call it the seeds of famine. When you look at genetically modified foods, and George Bush Sr., when he was president, passed laws to protect Mount Satan, I call it, or Monsanto. Believe it or not. Now, when you look at the U.S. Department of Agriculture analysis of heavy metals, of minerals in their winter wheat from 1948 to 1992, they had, depending on the minerals, 75 to 93-plus percentage drop in the actual content of minerals. Now, every civilization dies from the food and the soil upward. And so we're purposely destroying the soil. We're purposely adding things like glyphosate to food that makes it more toxic. We're purposely vaccinating the way the bright light in our little children's eyes, like in California here. Even when they ran out of regular vaccines, the governor passed an executive order saying, well, we ran out of regular vaccines, so even though there's a law that we can't give mercury-laced vaccines to children under three, we can give it now because we ran out of the regular ones.
So it's amazing.
You got to understand, you got a bunch of criminal, psychopathic control freaks who are actually telling, and a lot of these are people like doctors like Dr. Richard Penn that looks like he's some kind of a joke out of a nightmare.
Oh, my God, this guy in California?
Yeah, he smiles, and you look at him like,
I want to take away.
No.
It's so
you
sick.
You look at him, you say, this fool thinks he's smarter than me or thousands of other doctors that have researched this for decades, and this moron wants to force it on my kids and others.
That's why people are leaving California. People are leaving California because of the forced vaccinations. This guy has said, I want to take away parental rights to be able to deny whether or not they want to have vaccines for their children. I mean, look, if you've seen some of the things, and I'm sure you have, for instance, Gardasil, this thing is absolute poison. And they're even giving this shot to boys. There's a story about a kid named Colton who was a motorcycle rider. I mean, he was an active kid, teenager, about 12, 13 years old, played football. I mean, this kid never sat still. He was such an athlete and motorcycle rider and everything else. And he went to the doctor, and they gave him a Gardasil shot. Now, this is a boy. This is not someone that has a vagina. This is a boy. So why on earth would you give something that was supposed to be for HPV for females to a boy? Absolutely horrible thing happened to him. He's completely paralyzed from the neck down. He has to wear a brace. He's on a ventilator, all from a Gardasil shot.
Do you want to know what's in the Gardasil vaccine?
Oh my God.
They call it vaccine because it's injected, but it's actually genetically modifying the people. Your cells start to generate the antigen for the papillomavirus, which means your immune cells start to actively produce cytokines and target tissues all over your body, including pseudotumor cerebri in your brain, causing edema in your brain, causing breakdown of the blood-brain barrier, cardiac conduction abnormalities, transverse myelitis of your spinal cord, which happens to this young man that got paralyzed, optic neuritis, a chronic fatigue syndrome, myopathies, you name it. And people say, well, Dr. Deagle, you can't prove it. Damn it, you're talking to Dr. Damn Deagle.
Exactly.
If you want to get me into court, man, you want to believe me. You got. I have people that complain, oh, I don't like Dr. Deagle. He's not pleasant if I call into his show. Are you delusional? If you've listened to 2 hours of my show, you realize if you come to my cage match and you say something stupid, it's going to get ugly and painful. It's not going to be a play. I'm not like any other broadcaster anywhere else on the planet. I don't try to make you kiss my butt. I will die for you, but it won't take a centillion of your crap or anybody else's. Because I'm going to expose the truth and give you concrete proof that what I say is true. And if you can prove it otherwise, try. But it's going to be painful when you can't prove it. It's not going to be a pleasant experience. It's like going to the dentist without anesthetic. It's going to hurt. It needs to hurt, because out there you think that you know the truth when you don't have evidence.
Effective medicine is never supposed to taste like bubble gum and cherries.
Exactly. Yeah. So I have people complain, I can't call into Dr. Deagle's show. He's so unpleasant. He doesn't let me talk. He interrupts me. He says I'm stupid, or what I said was stupid or dangerous. He counters my argument with his facts, and he thinks he knows better than me. Damn it, yes I do. And if you can prove otherwise, I'm more than willing to listen. But you better damn well have your ducks lined up or it's going to get painful.
That's what I do too. You know, I mean, I'll challenge anybody. It doesn't matter. I mean, yeah, like I said, I think
people are used to, I listen to the show that comes on before mine. And it's usually the same guy blathering before my first hour of my show comes on. And he's just saying the same damn stuff all the time, you think.
And the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Moment, so overdue, I owe them.
Josh, I couldn't believe the top heading this morning on Drudge is EU boss Jean-Claude Juncker. He's got a good name. He's Junk. Juncker. will break up the USA. I'm thinking, I'm looking at this guy. This guy looks like some kind of day pass psychotic, looking at us with this dour look on and his eyes all puffy, sad. You're going to break up my bureaucratic nightmare called the European Union. You, America, I damn you to being broken up to. Come on now, what's wrong with this guy? What kind of mental illness does he have? The same way.
I don't know.
I don't understand this. And then when I see, for example, various factions within the Republican Party who really don't want to rule, when I see these factions like the Tuesday Group and the so-called Freedom Party, I'm glad that Trump is actually tweeting out to say, hey, if you won't get on board, I'm going to ask some red state Democrats that are going to be up for election here next year, and they better damn well side with me to fix Obamacare, because you guys are out. In fact, I think what Trump should do is start trying to recruit alternatives for the so-called Freedom Party in those so-called states where they think they're so damn solid. And in every state, remember up in Maine where the state governor, female governor, decided that she was going to, because of this thing that came out about that that tape on NBC, she started persecuting Trump, and he just made a few comments in the media. Man, her political career was over. Now, I think he later appointed her somewhere else within his organization, but he proved a point, which is, you try to wrestle with me geopolitically, you're going down. So all these Freedom Party guys, what he should do is start actively, if they don't get on side with his tax bill and his build the wall and the other things, he should actively recruit other Republicans that are more moderate and reasonable to take these idiots out. That's what I think.
Well, the question, though, remains this. I mean, the Freedom Caucus should be, and again, they should be, the more conservative members of the House. They should want to build the wall. They should want to fund the wall. They should want to make the wall big and gigantic and huge and beautiful. They should also want to repeal Obamacare and give it a facelift completely, 100%, get it away from the government.
Yeah, but they wanted everything. They want everything in the one bill. Which
well, look,
I
think you need the 80-20 rule, like Reagan would always do. Let's get 80%, give 20% to the left, let's take 80. If we're going 50-50, we're losing. If we're going 60-40 or 70-30, we're losing. If we're going 80-20, I would say that's win
good.
For us, for
exactly,
our side.
Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 12-24-36, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 12-24-36, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 12-24-36. Get your copy today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you know, this is really important. People start to kind of grasp what's going on here, isn't it? That the powers that be are literally freaking out that the public is kind of catching wind of what's really going on, aren't they?
They certainly are. And you know what? We don't want what has been for the past 8 years, and I guess you can even say for the past 16 years, even before that, and who knows. You can count Clinton, and you can count.
I mean, you can go back 40 years. Go back to
40,
the assassination of JFK. The CIA and the intelligence have taken over the government since they killed off John F. Kennedy.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's gotten really bad to the point where it's infected both parties. I mean, it used to just be the Democrat Party, and they just got more to the left and more to the left and more to the left. And then you had the conservatives that were an actual real alternative until about, you know, what, maybe George W. Bush's time. And then that's when liberalism started to really start to creep in to these longtime politicians that are, you know, 350 years old. They never leave, they never die, and they get more and more leftist and leaning as they get older. They get more involved in the system, they get more corrupt, more power hungry, more greedy. And the next thing you know, we have a situation where we find ourselves in right now where we can't even tell the difference. You could literally take dice with D's and R's and just roll them, and you don't know what you're going to get. It's the same exact thing.
Yeah. Let's see. We have another caller, another brave soul who's venturing forth. Let's see what that caller is. Let's see if I have a name here. Bob in Indiana. It says, since a man be cured? Can autism be cured? What is the duration of Christ's reign? What's a man? M-A-I-O-N. Go ahead, Bob, explain what that means. What's M-A-I-O-N?
M-A-I-O-N, it's arteritic optical neuropathy.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah. Yes. Of course. Firstly, the word cure is something that the drug companies own. Did you know that? Do you know that if a doctor suggests any other alternative care is a cure, he can have his hospital privileges or a state license revoked? So the word cure, which is kind of bizarre, to be honest with you, because there's no such thing as a drug that's a cure. And even if you're, quote, cured, which means it goes into remission, which is a better term, or you reverse the illness, or you temporarily change the physiological balance of the person's healing, no one's cured unless they live forever, which is, doesn't exist. I mean, the only place to be forever is in heaven when you're dead, even if you lived a million years. So, yes, of course, these conditions can be reversed or helped, whether it's an autism, of course, autism is brain on fire. Detoxify the heavy metals, stop the peroxynitrate, hydroproxy radical. Duration of Christ's reign. What do they mean by duration? Do you know?
How long does it hurt? When does it end? Go ahead.
There's no end. Let me explain. It says, if you look at the book of Daniel, it says the stone cut out with those hands. That's the Yeshua HaMashiach, who in ancient Hebrew times was prophesied to be the Messiah, Mashiach HaMashiach. It was going to rule and reign with his bride, which is us, the sanctified ones that are both Hebrew and Christian, who've accepted Messiah, and he's going to rule and reign with us forever. There's no such thing as a millennium. We've actually had two millennia of grace God's given us, and it says in the book of Daniel that stone cut out with the hands wipes out the statue on the plains of Shinar, and it never rises again. There's not going to be 1,000 years, and then the so-called the devil and his minions are going to be released again. That's another lie in the apostate Christian church. That's just the facts. So,
hey, I was wondering if you'd like to go to one of my web pages and reconsider.
No. Actually, there's no such reconsideration of that. I've spent decades of this, and I can tell you it's not one of the things that's even my opinion. It's a thus saith the Lord. So you need to know that if you want to dialogue with me after the show, I can show to you there is no wiggle room on this. The scriptures. It's
okay.
A fact. All right, so we can talk about it after the show. Let's get back on track, okay. Josh, please continue.
Well, I mean, the caller, you know, I guess he had an interesting point there. I don't know. I don't get involved too much with the religious aspects. I'm not an expert on that. I'm an expert on politics, not the other stuff. So I was just listening and learning myself.
Yeah, well, I do get into it, and actually I tell people, you know, when we steer completely off track, like, you know, we call rabbit trails, those are more appropriate for a Christian show. We have somebody on like Jonathan Gray, which we had on Wednesday. But the fact is, these are, again, a good example of why the so-called believers or people that have good intentions are all over the map. I mean, there's 10,000 denominations of Christianity. There's all kinds of different versions of Judaism, including modern Sabbatean Judaism, which, by the way, has absorbed a lot of pagan ideas. We have Islam, which is purely satanic in all of its various forms. In fact, Salman Rushdie wrote a letter called Satanic Letters, which is just an academic
verses,
analysis about the dialogue between Muhammad saying he wasn't sure when he told his wife in his own verbal reports, later was written down over 100 years later, but he had a dialogue with the opposer or Satan or God himself. So you have to, as you refer to Allah, which, by the way, is the name of the moon war god of Mecca and Medina. So people need to start grasping the facts. There's facts here that are not disputable, including the ancient Aramaic and Hebrew. There's ancient rules within Islam, within Christianity and previously Judaism, which is just the keepers of the book. That's why they called the Jews the keepers of the book, because the Ephraimic tribes were so apostate, they even lost the books, the ancient Bibles. They became completely pagan, and the Druidic leaders of these tribes, including the Danites and the Celts, etc., were all apostate Aaronic priests that brought in all of the Canaanite, Jebusite, and other pagan belief systems, which include like the Wicker Man ceremonies and the fertility ceremonies where they had to kill someone so that one of their Celtic children could come from the netherworld into a physical body. And if you want to dispute all these facts, let me tell you, as they say, whether it's online or offline or whatever, when it's an appropriate time, I'm going to give you mixed mental martial arts, and you will know at the end of our discussion that I know and you don't out there. And you need to know that, because there's a teacher and there's a pupil, and you need to realize you can't put an alternative website and say, well, because I got a website, this is true. This is one of the things that the Bible itself says is one of the reasons why we're going to see lots of false prophets and apostates saying things, which is why our nation that calls itself Christian voted for people like Hillary Clinton, allows abortion. We're one of seven nations that does rape to the moment of delivery. And we have someone like Hillary, who even 93% of abortionists doing first trimester abortions do not support abortion up to the moment of delivery. But Hillary, as evil as that bitch is, actually said to the face of Donald Trump and the public on camera that she supported abortion to the moment of delivery. Let me tell you out there, if you call yourself a Christian and you support abortion, you are not a Christian.
No, there's a big rise in what's known, I guess, as the Catholic left. You know, you've got an Argentinian socialist masquerading around as the Pope. This guy is an absolute disaster.
He's a Satanist.
For the Catholic Church.
He's a Satanist.
Terrible.
Let's call a spade a spade. Okay? He is the false prophet. If it's not this guy, it's a guy that's literally his clone in the future. But let me tell you, this is the apostate. But he said, behold, in the book of Revelation, Babylon the Great, mother of harlots and of abominations on the earth. And that's the Catholic Church as it current stands in this end day. And a number of apostate Christian churches believes in Chrislam, including one of the pastors, I'm not even going to mention his name up the road here, Saddleback Church in Orange County. These people are obscene. You know, I call it real lies going on, and all those people that think they have a right to an opinion, and this is one thing that's really, really important to people that need to grasp. I don't know everything, but I got a bunch of 3x5 cards that are thus saith the Lord that are not my opinion, that God has convinced me this is his word, not mine. And the same thing with solutions to health care and other issues. You know, God sends leaders like yourself and myself to lead the nation back to righteousness, honesty, a solid economy. Do you think that they had giant debt problems in ancient Israel? Of course not. When they stuck to godly principles, they even had jubilee years where they would say they reversed the debt so that one group in Israel would not all of a sudden own all the land of all the other tribes, because if they let it out to natural factors, one group was obviously going to get superior to the others and grab everybody else's land. So they had to, you know, periodically release the debt and write it off. Otherwise, this is why we have a disaster now in our healthcare system and our finances. We have an ungodly financial and banking system. Even the Muslim banks, listen to this now, people, are more godly than our so-called Christian banks in Europe and America, because they don't charge usury. They don't
right,
do a
they
lot
don't
of
charge
things.
Interest.
They don't do a lot of things that are against the ancient precepts that the Hebrews kept. And even though these
no,
Muslims,
they just funnel money to Hamas, Hezbollah, Al Qaeda.
Right, they
ISIS,
do all kinds of other evil things. But some of the principles they do, just like there's some principles that the Mormons do, even they're another cult that is godly, and God honors it. Just like, for example, the Muslims don't tolerate abortion. You try to do abortion in Islamic countries, your head's going to come off before Friday morning prayers. Okay? Mm-hmm. And they do some very nasty things to women and so on. But let me tell you, the elderly and the disabled, they don't kill. They don't kill them because they get Down syndrome. They don't kill them because they're disabled. Okay? So let's face the music here. There's a lot of people that have a lot of attitude, but they don't have an opinion. And there's a lot of apostates out there that are trying to spread their word because they got a website or they can talk or write a book or whatever. And to be honest with you, a lot of people speaking of prophetic things that should not open their damned mouth. Now, I was asked a few months ago back in with Johnny Baptist, was his actually radio name, to do a radio show with him. And I did the first one, and he allowed me to kind of do a flow of consciousness for 2 hours. But the second one, I started asking a lot of questions of where this guy's coming from. And he said, well, the only sign of the end is the 3 days of darkness. I said, what? What are you saying? Well, there's only 3 days of darkness. There's no Hebrew signs, you know, because I'm a Cohen, you're Hebrew in background too. We need to realize that God has not forgotten the Hebrew and the Jewish people. In fact, it says right in the book of Psalms that one third, and believe me, it's probably a higher percentage of Jews that are going to turn back toward the Messiah than a lot of the so-called population, including those people who think they're Christians right now and are the farthest thing from it.
See, that's why I always say that liberal Jews are suicidal. They need to be close with the evangelical Christians. They need to be close with Christians in general, because if the you-know-what proverbial was to hit the fan, it wouldn't be the other Jews, or it wouldn't be the blacks or the Hispanics or anybody else that would be protecting them. It would be the evangelical, God-fearing, God-loving, pro-Israel Christians that would protect those liberal Jews. So for me, It almost seems like a suicide vote if you're a liberal Jew and you vote for Democrats. I've said that on many programs, and I've explained why it's through Jewish guilt.
Right, and the other thing is, it says right in the Book of Psalms, which is a Hebrew book, that you know, unfortunately, the writings of the rabbis have superseded the actual writings of the Pentateuch and other books of the Bible by real prophets, including Daniel. But the fact is that we're at a time where this is the end time. I believe that the rise of Trump and Pence, which is the trumpets of God, is basically saying, hey, I'm going to restore, and the two tribes are in its modern incarnation are the tribes of Ephraim, which is Europe and America. That's why I refer to America as Ephraimerica, because you actually look at the tribal names like the Danites. Scandinavia, the term means the tribes of Dan. All the Denmark, Norway, Sweden, these are Danites. All the people of the Celtic people, like Ireland, Scotland, France, Germany, whatever, these are Celtic peoples. And the tribes of the Jews are the half-tribe of Benjamin, and the Jewish people, the southern tribes. These are the two houses of Israel. And God has literally brought them at the end of the age because, believe it or not, the alliance between Israel, or the tribe of Judah, and America and Europe is being played out in the end of the age. And we are the most powerful nations on earth, basically the twins of the state of Israel, which is tiny, and the states of Europe and America, and its affiliate nations like Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. We're all Ephraimic tribes. And literally, we do control the world. People say, well, you don't control the world. Yeah, we do. 90% of the money, all the military force, all the bases, every policy on earth that controls the United Nations, where it even sits in New York City. Yeah, we do, actually. The problem is the apostasy within the so-called believers, whatever you want to call a denomination, whether it's Jewish or Christian, is so rife with false leaders. Even people like Hillary Clinton, she claims to be a Christian. If she's a Christian, the devil is too.
Exactly. And you know what? I say it from another standpoint. I look at it from a population standpoint. There's only 14 million. That's it, 14 million Jews left in the entire world. 6.5 million of them live in the United States. The rest of them are sporadically spread out in other countries, and obviously there's quite a few in Israel. But that's it. That's it. And how many Muslims are there? Two billion Muslims around the world,
Something that happened with the Hiraj, or we call with the Muslim spreading to the Europe and so on, but something happened with the scattering of the Jewish peoples. What percentage of people in Russia, for example, have got Jewish, we're not even talking about Hebrew, but Jewish blood? What percentage of Russians?
I'm not sure.
One quarter.
That's
means 40 million Russians, we're not even talking about other countries in the world, have got...
A quarter of the entire population.
The entire population have got Jewish genes. We're not even talking about Hebrew, you know, like Cohen's and Ephraimites, you know, from Scotland and Scandinavia and so on, because they're all the two tribes of Israel. If you actually look at the number of people who've got Jewish blood scattered all over the world, it's a lot more than 14 million.
Well, yeah, I'm sure there are people with, you know, Jewish blood that are, you know, half Jewish and quarter Jewish and, you know, different variations. But as far as purebred, 100% both parents, I believe there's about 14 million left. That's it.
Yeah. And why do you think that is? What do you think the reason is?
I think a lot of it has to do with liberalism. It has to do with the fact that American Jews, and even for that matter, many, not all, but many Israeli Jews, put liberalism and the Democrat Party and liberal thinking first and Judaism second.
Well, even just birth rates. Do you know, what do you think the average Palestinian male who has three wives, how many children do you think they have in Palestine?
Seven or six?
14.
14.
How many children does the average Jewish family have in Israel? The average Jewish family...
1.1. I've said this many times. The 31 countries of the European Union, they have a birth replacement rate of 1.24.
Yeah.
Now, in order to have a society, a people, if you will, survive and go to the next generation, you need a 1.8 birth replacement rate. We are now sitting at 1.8 right now in America, and a lot of that has to do with the fact of the Mexican and illegal population is helping that. Otherwise, we'd be at about 1.6.
Right.
The Muslims are running 2.8. So what they can't do to us militarily, they'll do to us by outbreeding us in the next 25, 35.
Under-aborting us. How's that? Under-abortion.
Exactly. Abortion. A lot of people say, you know, are you pro-choice, pro-life? I say I'm pro-life, and, you know, regardless of what your beliefs are, I look at it from a national security standpoint.
Just look at the numbers.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. Actually, you spied a really interesting story in the left panel of Drudge right now. It's called "With Washington's Blessing, Telecom Giants Can Mine Your Web History." Trump apparently is giving the web giants the ability to go through your web browsing history. Now, why do you think that Trump is doing this? Tell me what you think.
My thoughts, I mean, I would imagine it would have to do with something with national security, to be able to spot, you know, lone wolves and things like that. But what I don't like about this is, why would this be a blanket policy? Why would this be something that the telecom community giants would actually be able to have 100% oversight and just go to any American? It should be a FISA court. It should be some kind of warrant in which you order to do this.
Let me walk you back, okay? In 1994, July 10th, I walked through the quantum array of the Cray Array underground, liquid nitrogen-cooled supercomputers in the giant cube array underground, 2 miles underground, at Schriever Air Force Base, 18 miles east of Colorado Springs and Garbage Dump Road, 3 higher levels of security, the NORAD, a huge array in an underground city. And they've been building giant databases like the one in Utah that are so huge, they're 7 to 10 times larger than the Pentagon complex. And they take up so much water just to cool these giant, called zettabyte arrays of data, not just of Americans, but everybody on Earth. Now, I took care of Delta Force Special Op and then senior NSA and CIA agents as my job was presidential level security clearance. And I can tell you the fact is that the, and this was quoted to me by an NSA senior agent, 90% of what the NSA, no such agency is a ha-ha joke there about it, is industrial espionage. Everybody in the world, in every country, in every language, every fax, phone, email, including 3Com, which is owned and controlled by the NSA in China as their primary phone company, is hacking into everybody's data everywhere at all times. Now, in 2003, they launched an AI supercomputer that was as intelligent as a superior human, not just an automated machine like the Promise software, that could think 15 trillion times faster than a human, had access to every database on Earth and every language on Earth. Phone, fax, email, video data, you can name it. Now, when Trump is saying this, what he's saying is, they've been doing this all along, and the tech giants have been handing over from the CIA and NSA and these intelligences. That's why when he quotes that GCHQ is spying on him because it's standard operational procedure, Trump's not an idiot. He knows this is exactly what they're doing. So when he says this, the telecom giants have always had access. When you go to Amazon, do you know Amazon bought, I think it was the Washington Post, and he's directly attacking Trump because he's actually working directly with the CIA and NSA? Do you know that the deep state is a cabal between the deep state supercomputers and the world harvest of data in cyberspace called the Matrix, combined with the transnational corporations and the globalists and the media in one giant cabal? And it crosses all state lines and all governments, even when they pretend on a bottom level they're fighting each other and killing each other. They're all working in collaboration.
Jacob, it's your mom. Get that.
Yeah, so what they're doing here is he saying basically they've been doing it all along. I'm just telling you, I'm giving them permission because I want you to know that this is wrong. I want to see the public push back on it because this has been going on forever since the early 1980s, and it's getting more sophisticated all the time. And they eventually, and they've said this, within 10 to 12 years, want to hack into your mind with mind links. So they'll replace the cell phone with a direct mind link. See what you see, hear what you hear, link directly through the Matrix to a supercomputer array, make you literally a super cyborg and a swarm of human intelligence connected to a cybernetic super system. Believe it or not, the Matrix is coming, it's here. That's what he's saying. Push back, people. Don't accept this. Amazing, eh?
Amazing. Hey, look, are we going more? Because I have a 110.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.